Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorinsky. On today's program, I am joined once again by Ann Cochran, the Health Navigator and Public Information Officer for the Dallas County Health Department. First of all, Ann, thank you once again for joining me today.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So let's start it off the way we have been the last several weeks and just get the latest on how the Dallas County Health Department is dealing with the current pandemic of COVID-19.
We are continuing to remind people that this virus is every bit as contagious today as it was that first week of April when everyone was very aware of it. And as we continue to have fewer cases announced, do think about that there are lots of people that are still continuing to be infected. So it's important for us to continue the practices that we've been doing and not to think that just because stores are reopening means everything's okay again.
For sure. So what are some of the current recommendations that you would have for people if they want to go outside and go to these public places?
Well, first of all, the hand washing is essential. If you go somewhere, use hand sanitizer when you get back in your car. When you get back to the house, go right to the sink and use soap and water and clean your hands really well. Another thing is, if you're going to be in a place where you just cannot help but be up close to other people, seriously consider wearing some kind of a face covering. It is important to remember that this is a virus that's spread through droplets in our breath. So if you are breathing out, you are breathing your germs into other people's faces and vice versa. You are inhaling whatever it is they're exhaling. A good face mask covers your nose and your mouth and clear down to your chin. It should also go all the way from one ear to another. And remember that if you're wearing a face mask, you have to have it on you even while you're speaking. You can't pull it down over your mouth so that you can talk, because that totally defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. Good tips there. Now, it's really warm this week, and that means that summer is definitely upon us. Are there any tips that you would give for people who are out there enjoying this weather, but still should be exercising caution related to the virus?
Right. The warm weather really doesn't have anything to do with it. The virus can live in warm weather or cold weather. So don't think that just because it's summer now that you're safe, because that's not related. It's important for people, as things like ball games are starting up, don't sit side by side with friends on the bleachers just because you haven't seen them for a long time. You still need to keep distance. And if you're in a situation where you're up close to somebody, again, put on a face mask.
All right. Now, a program that you help with at Dallas County Public Health that isn't directly related to COVID-19, but you mentioned has been affected by it, is the Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program. So talk a little bit about that program and how it has been affected by the pandemic.
Oh, thank you for that opportunity. Well, yes, this year the sign-up process for the senior farmers market checks is going to look totally different. We have always visited older people in their homes or set up a little sign-up station in the community room of a senior housing project. Now, we are instead setting up three different drive-through events. So the sign-up will be drive-through only, and you must register for one of the three drive-through events we're holding. And I'll give the schedule of those. So our drive-through events, to sign up and receive that same day, the farmers market checks are Tuesday, June 16th, and that will be at the Trinity Lutheran Church on Iowa Street in Perry, and it'll be from 12 o'clock noon until 3 p.m. And the next one will be a couple days later on Thursday, June 18th. It will be noon to 3 at the Adele DeSoto Minburn High School. And then the next event will be Tuesday, June 23rd from noon until 3 at the parking lot of the Westview Church in Waukee, at the corner of University and Boone. So those are your three choices. You do need to register for the drive-through event, because what we'll do is complete your application over the phone when you call us, and then when you drive through, all you'll have to do is put your signature on the completed sheet, and we'll give you your checks.
All right. Now, I know a lot of local farmers markets are actually pushing back their start date, like in Perry. Is that going to affect the program at all?
Well, we know that there are going to be some extra cautions for social distancing. Some of the farmers markets or even individual vendors may be delaying their start dates. And that's okay, because these farmers market checks are good for the whole season.
All right. One last thing about that I'd like to ask you about is, what are some of the volunteer opportunities that you have available for that?
That's a great question. If you would be interested in having the chance to help older adults get access to fresh fruits and vegetables at the farmers markets, we could use a few extra hands at these drive-through events that are on June 16th, 18th, and 23rd in the afternoons. We could use a few extra folks to direct traffic and to help hand out things. You will not be interacting directly with people because they have to stay in their car, and so there'll be a little bit of distancing, but we could use some extra help. If you want to call Dallas County Health Department, 515-993-3750, and we can give you details.
All right, sounds great. One last question I have here for you today is, just give people a reminder of some of the resources that are available to them if they have concerns about COVID-19, whether it's, you know, information about it, getting tested, that sort of thing.
Yeah, one of the best websites that we like a lot is the one that is called coronavirus.iowa.gov, and Iowa is spelled out, coronavirus.iowa.gov. That has links to all sorts of different things, the Test Iowa site, and the statistics for the state. So that's really helpful, and it's a good, accurate source of information. I would like to encourage everyone, if you haven't yet been tested, it's open to anyone now. It's free. There's no reason to not do it. Just go to Test Iowa website, and it's a very short little form, and then you will be directed to how you can go get tested.
All right. Well, Ann Cochran with Dallas County Health Department, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
No, I think that's it. Just continue to be cautious.
All right. Well, great. Thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Ann Cochran. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.